The United States is asking Israel to take more concrete action in the Arab-Israeli peace process. The requests from Washington were put directly to Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu as he met with President Clinton at the White House today during his second official visit to Washington since his election in May. In addition to his talks with the president, the prime minister met today with the Secretary of State, Warren Christopher, Secretary of Defense William Perry, and congressional leaders. NPR's Ted Clark has a report.
After Benjamin Netanyahu was elected, disavowing the principle of land for peace, U.S. officials advised Arab leaders to be patient. The new prime minister needs time to assemble his government and get his policies in place, Washington said. And even though he rejects the principle that has guided Arab-Israeli talks for years, U.S. officials said Mr. Netanyahu was committed to the peace agreements reached so far and wanted to continue negotiations with the Palestinians, the Syrians, and the Lebanese. Now it's clear that Washington is looking for action. Over the weekend, Secretary Christopher publicly urged Israel to take concrete steps and tangible steps, his words, to advance the Israeli-Palestinian peace talks. The secretary even had some suggestions. Redeploying Israeli troops in the West Bank town of Hebron is an important step to be taken, Christopher told reporters after meeting with Israel's foreign minister in London yesterday. The peace accord requires Israel to pull its troops out of the major Palestinian cities. Only Hebron remains occupied. State Department spokesman Nick Burns.
Secretary Christopher repeated this over the weekend. It's very important to meet your commitments. It's important to take action. We'll have to see what happens. We'll have to see when the Israeli government chooses to conclude an agreement on this.
Secretary Christopher also urged Israel to further ease the closure of the West Bank and Gaza, which were sealed to help prevent terrorist attacks. Israel now allows 50,000 Palestinians to enter Israel to work. In the past, the Israelis gave permits to some 65,000 Palestinians. The administration's urgings to Israel are paired with calls for action on the Palestinian side, too, especially continued efforts to crack down on terrorism. The United States is nudging the Israelis and Palestinians now to build on the momentum resulting from last week's meeting between Prime Minister Netanyahu and Palestinian leader Yasser Arafat, a meeting that the United States worked hard to arrange. The two men established a joint steering committee. State Department spokesman Nick Burns.
There is now a forum to work out these problems, not just the newspapers and not just public declarations, but face-to-face meetings. That's positive. That's a step forward. As Secretary Christopher put it yesterday, it's a psychological step forward, which he believes, as a very experienced negotiator in the Middle East, is sometimes a key point in negotiations when you overcome psychological barriers.
At the White House today, Benjamin Netanyahu thanked the president for helping to get talks with the Palestinians underway.
I think that we've been greatly assisted by President Clinton and his staff resuming the negotiations with the Palestinians. It's not an easy road ahead, but it's one we're committed to, and we'll pursue it. And I went over the notes of the conversation that I had with President Clinton a few months ago here, and we've pretty much done what we set out to do, again with the support, I think the very important support of the United States.
Israeli-Syrian talks were also high on the agenda for Mr. Netanyahu's visit today. The United States has been active in trying to resuscitate those talks, which were suspended in the spring. U.S. envoys have carried messages back and forth between Damascus and Jerusalem for the last few weeks, so far to no avail. The State Department says there has been no real movement on the Israeli-Syrian track. This is Ted Clark in Washington.